My name is Tracy Bauer, and you're listening to GradCast, brought to you by Syracuse University. In this episode, I spoke with Shannon Feeney Andre, who is a two-time graduate of Syracuse University, earning both her undergrad and graduate degrees here, as well as being a longtime employee. Shannon is currently the Executive Director of Communication within the Division of Enrollment and the Student Experience. Today we speak about communication. So whether or not you are working in the communications field, communication is incredibly important, and it's one of the career readiness competencies that all employers want. I hope you learned something from my conversation with Shannon all about communication.
Hi, Tracy. Thanks for having me today. I am Shannon Andre. I'm the Executive Director of Communications for the Student Experience at Syracuse University. I've been at Syracuse University in a professional role for a little over 10 years, but prior to that, I am proud to say I am a two-time alumna of Syracuse University. I came here from New Jersey to pursue my undergraduate degree in public relations and political science, and then after working full-time for a few years in the nonprofit sector and at Syracuse University, I went on to earn my master's in communications management from the SI Newhouse School of Public Communications.
Great. Shannon, thank you so much. I can't believe we've known each other for 10 years. You started in career services when we worked together just a few months, I believe, after me. And I want to thank you for joining me today. So you are the Executive Director of Communications. And one aspect of self-development and our soft skills that we need, regardless of if we are you working in communications or we are a software engineer or doing anything else, is that we need to be able to communicate with others. And we need to be able to do that in a variety of ways to share our ideas as well as receive communication, right? So can you talk to me about how you developed your communication skills in and outside of the classrooms here at Syracuse?
Sure. I know that obviously my educational background is in communication, so I have had, you know, theoretical foundation in communications and very foundational skill sets of writing and research that all apply. But I do think, you know, personally and professionally, there are different things that you can do to help develop your communication skills, whether you are a communications professional or not. For me, I think practice makes perfect. So writing has always been something that I have enjoyed doing, whether it was just for my own personal opportunities to write about something, or even just in a professional sense, if that's, you know, preparing a proposal for a project that you want to work on, or an overview of something else that you might be working on in an internship. There are all these ways that you can just practice writing, and reviewing and editing are critical to that as well. So I think a lot of us are able to, you know, use spell check and have that grammar check available when you're working on something. Even an email offers that. In addition to that, I think another way that you can develop your communication skills and review those communications that you're working on is simply just reading them aloud. I think the way we speak is different than the way we write sometimes. And so being able to read something aloud will help you edit it, but also help you think about how you are communicating the content that you're sharing. So that's another way I think that you can just develop your communication skills. Obviously, there's ways that you can research different things that are happening, trends in the communications field, understanding different accessibility practices within different types of communication. So there are certainly things that you can lean on to learn more about being a more effective communicator as well.
I think that's so important, and you had a lot of great things that you did. I think reading something out loud is so helpful. I remember my English teachers telling me that in grade school, and I'd always say, I don't want to read it out loud, but you do. You catch so much. And I find myself when I'm reviewing cover letters or resumes kind of whispering or saying things out loud if they don't sound clear. So that way I can say, okay, should we select a different word, or what are you trying to get across? Because it's not coming across. So that's really great. So What would you say are the most important communication skills that are needed for those that are working outside of the communication field?
That's a great question, Tracy. And I think that these skills apply across the board, no matter what field you're in. First and foremost is really being able to listen and be present. And I mean that in a greater context than just physically being present. Being able to listen and actively listen means not being distracted when you are connecting with another person. So, you know, not having your phone out or doing something on the side. I know in these days of Zoom and Teams, you know, it's easy to be up on a different website or a browser. Really listening to what another person is saying to you. If you need to repeat it or reiterate or summarize, paraphrase in another way to make sure that you're understanding, I think that's a really important skill set to have as it relates to communications. As I mentioned before, I really think just general editing, spelling, proofreading, all of those sorts of things are really important because, you know, you could be sending out an email, a mass email to a number of your colleagues, and you want to make sure that it's correct. And again, that it is concise and that your point is getting across. I think another really important communication skill is asking questions. So if there is something that you're not fully understanding or you feel that you need clarity, being able to articulate your questions can then also help you in articulating whatever it is you may be communicating about. And I think that connects to speaking up too when you need helps or asking questions if you need help, because that can give you a chance to be transparent with colleagues, with supervisors, if there's something that maybe you're not fully understanding or something that you feel, you know, your skill set could grow, that could give you a chance to speak up when you need help and make sure that you're meeting deadlines and project goals before it's too late, which is really important.
I think you mentioned so many good points, because whether you're on an interview or need to ask questions about a job offer, or even when you start working, I think a lot of people are misunderstanding. They think they need to know everything about the position and not ever ask for help. And so being able to listen, to ask for clarity, ask for help, it's so important, because otherwise you may spend a lot of time, you know, wasting your energy on things that could have been easily resolved if you clarify something. And so sometimes it's helpful to ask those questions and, like you said, paraphrase back to the person, write it down. You know, sometimes there's so much going on that you could write it down so that way you've got the notes for the future. So all throughout your job search, as well as your career, communication is so incredibly important, whether it's delivering those ideas like what we talked about, or also, you know, receiving that information, listening, asking questions, getting that clarification. And again, this is needed in all positions, right? This is important. And understanding how a supervisor communicates is also really important. So maybe asking some of those questions: what's your communication style? What, you know, do you prefer? How do you prefer to be contacted about certain things, I think is incredibly helpful. And so communications is one of those fields that I think moves rapidly, especially when we have the social media and all these different things. So the communication is such a broad general category. And then you get into email or TikTok or, you know, the internet or all these different types of things. So is there any suggestions that you have for students and professionals? How do they keep up to date with the best ways to communicate?
You brought up a great point there, Tracy, and something I do want to hit on to the various channels there are available to communicate. And especially when you're inside an organization or you're working for an organization, whether that's in an internship role, a full-time role, whatever the case may be, and this could be a new position, you know, there are so many ways that you'll need to adapt to communication styles within an organization. So it's important that you ask those questions. How does this organization communicate? Knowing from your supervisor, how do you prefer to communicate? Knowing communication amongst the team as well. That's really, really critical. And so different organizations may use different platforms to communicate. And so each of those platforms likely offers different types of tutorials or different types of training opportunities. So you can learn a bit about how to use those tools most effectively. But it's also important to know how to use them effectively within the context of the organization. So perhaps your organization uses a chat feature for those day-to-day type things. And then they utilize email for more formal or concrete communications. Maybe there's a project management tool that your organization prefers to use channels within that to talk through project timelines or milestones. So I think first and foremost, learning more about each of those channels through the resources that they have available is critical. And then when it comes to just general communications, the best ways to communicate, you know, I think there are tons of articles you could read about trends within certain audience groups and generational communication preferences, tools that are available. You know, LinkedIn has an abundance of resources as well about around communications and different communication tools. So I think leaning on those different platforms to understand what they're sharing about trends is really useful. And then how that best applies within your audience, within your organization would be the way to stay best up to date.
When you are working with people who don't work in the communications field, is there any disconnect that you feel as though you would like people who work outside of communications to understand while they're working, you know, as an employee or even as a student, like how communication works? So that way we can be better consumers of that content. I know you mentioned listening and reading and things like that, but you know, as someone who works outside of communications, is there something I can do to be a better part of the communications that I receive on a daily basis?
I appreciate that question, Tracy. I think first and foremost, it's remembering that we are all communicators. You know, we can all play an active role in communication. And so when you have accurate information that you can share, you can be an advocate as well, and you can share the various projects, programs, services, events, whatever it is that you may be connected to in your organization. You can also share and advocate and communicate about that. The other thing I would say is that as a communicator, we're really here. We want to help you in your work. So, you know, we want to hear the things that are successful. We want to hear about the things that maybe aren't going well and how we can maybe help improve them. We want to help amplify your work. That's why we are here. So I definitely see it as a partnership, and it's a genuine interest in wanting to know what you do and what you're working on and how we can help ultimately.
That's great to hear, because I think communications within an organization are so incredibly important. And not only is it the communicator, their responsibility to produce things that people want to engage with, but it's also on the person to engage with that material. I know for me, being an employee at SU, I skim through and read through SU Today all the time, and I'll see a piece that you've written or one of my other friends who works in communications, and I'll send a note, "That's a really neat project," or "I'm glad you talked about this," or "That's really cool." And I remember one of my friends saying, "Wow, you read it? It was all the way down at the bottom." And I said, "Yes, I always read it. I want to know what's going on so I can be aware of collaborations or cool projects or things, you know, students are doing, research professors are engaged with." So I think that's incredibly important, is taking the time to understand the different ways we communicate as well as engage in those. And even if every day there's not something for you or of interest, you should still be aware of what's happening, whether your organization is three people or thousands of people. It's really important to know. Do you have any last minute or additional items you wanted to share with people about communication skills?
One additional thing that I'll share, Tracy, that's important. You know, we've talked a lot about how you can communicate with others, which obviously is very important. But I think it's also important to know what type of communicator you are and how you like to receive information. And understand that everyone communicates in different ways and not everyone will take information the same way. And that's okay too. So you might be the type of person who likes to process what you've heard or what you've read and take some time to put thoughts together. You might be the type of person who likes to discuss and have robust conversation about something. You might like to have a lot of advance notice and read something in advance or as a follow-up, receive a lot of detailed information afterwards. And so knowing what kind of communicator you are can also help when you're connecting with colleagues and sharing your preferences. And then, of course, keep that in mind as well when you're communicating with a supervisor or a team that they may also communicate or understand things in different ways.
I think you make such a good point is communicating how you communicate, because I think, well, I know we live in this extrovert ideal world. A few years ago, I read the book Quiet about introverts and how in the classroom or in a boardroom or, you know, in a meeting, the people who speak up are the people who get noticed. And someone who's more introverted, you know, gains energy from these solo activities, a lot of times wants some time to think about it. They don't want to have their, you know, their voice come out of their head before their brain has had time to catch up. And as an extrovert, I find that happens a lot, you know, especially when doing this podcast. Sometimes I start talking and I'm like, let's let your brain catch up to what you're saying. And so understanding people communicate in different ways and there's not one right way to do it, I think is important. And we'll talk about that more when we go through some of these other soft skills as well, since all of these different career readiness skills are really important, again, regardless of what job you have. So I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about the field of communications, as well as improving communication skills, regardless of what discipline or industry you're in. So thank you so much for joining me, Shannon. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you for listening to Syracuse University GradCast. Enjoy the rest of your day.